Welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. My name is Anna Wallace. I'm a registered associate nutritionist, life and success coach, and NLP practitioner. I am the founder of the Weight Loss Academy, which revolutionizes how women lose weight around the world. I run a six-figure online coaching business, and I'm obsessed with helping you improve your overall life while going after what you want. In my eyes, life is for living, and if we can get past our limitations that hold us back, we become powerful and live a life truly better than ever expected. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, your health, physical and mental, improve your relationship with food, and lose weight without diets, this podcast is for you. My goal in this podcast is to help you see what's holding you back from becoming the greatest version of you, so that you can live this life with more purpose, fulfillment, happiness, confidence, and health. Think of this podcast as your place to come for little pieces of life advice that will help you on your path to living the life you desire. You will find tools, resources, strategies, and advice in solo episodes and interviews from experts on a range of topics. I am so excited to share this with you. So thank you for hitting play today and let's dive in. Hi everyone and welcome to episode 18 of the Goal Getter podcast. And today I'm excited to talk to you all about snacking and how it can actually help to speed up your fat loss results and generally help improve your eating habits and behaviors altogether, right? So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about three specific things, and it's going to be to do with keeping your blood sugar levels stable and why that's actually important and what you need to know about that, and how snacking will actually help to control your appetite at mealtime and help you make better choices. And I'm going to explain why that actually is. And when you don't snack, why it has the opposite effect and why it can cause you to binge eat or eat lots of chocolate and sugar in the evening. And I'm also going to talk about how snacking can actually improve your willpower, right? So lots to dive into today in today's episode. And I guess when you're on this weight loss journey, whatever you want to call it, you know, you're probably reading a lot of different information everywhere, and some people will say that you shouldn't snack and some people will say that you should snack, and there's a lot of conflicting information. So everything that I share in these episodes, I'm sharing from my own personal experience based on what has worked for me, from being a yo-yo dieter, someone that used to restrict food, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight, and being stuck in that cycle and had a terrible relationship with food. Used to use food as a crutch, but also as speaking as a registered associate nutritionist and someone who's actually a qualified professional. And what really works for most women who are stuck in this kind of dieting weight loss cycle. Okay, so let's dive into it today. The first thing I want to talk about is, you know, keeping your blood sugar level stable and why that's actually important. So, for example, when you're wanting to lose weight, some of you might attempt to go for long periods of time without eating because, of course, when we don't eat as much, we'll lose weight, right? But it's you have to think about the strategy, and of course, like not eating. In theory, right, not eating as much and reducing calories, of course, will support weight loss, right? But a lot of the time, the approach is actually you're setting yourself up for failure, because the idea is, of course, that, okay, you're going to eat less, but then there's physiological things that happen in the body that it's going to make an impact on your eating habits, say, for example, later in the day, right? And let me explain this to you. So, for example, if you decide, right, okay, it's Monday, I'm going to start my weight loss journey today for like the 100th time, right? And I'm going to just, you know, maybe you've heard a little bit about intermittent fasting or all this kind of stuff. And you say, you know what, I'm not going to eat anything until 3 o'clock today. Or you decide to have breakfast and then not have anything else until 5 o'clock. So as I said, Technically, if we're just looking at it from that perspective, you think, okay, like that's going to help with your weight loss results. But actually what happens is when you have these long gaps without food, and this is specifically women who are really struggling with their relationship with food and have been yo-yo dieting and struggling with their weight. This is, I'm talking specifically to these women right now, okay? When you have these long gaps between your meals, actually what happens is it will impact your eating decisions, say, for example, later in the day. Because when your blood sugar levels drop, what happens is you'll find yourself in a situation where you become really, really hungry, right? And you don't want to put yourself in that position, because when we're in that situation where our blood sugar levels have dropped because we haven't consumed anything in such a long period of time, and then what happens, you put yourself in a situation to where you're actually ravenous and you will eat absolutely anything. So you start off your day with great intentions. I'm only going to have breakfast, right? And then I'm not going to eat anything until dinner time. But what happens is, by the time dinner time comes, and there's lots of different ways you can set this up, right? This is just an example. But the main gist here is the long gaps between your meals, right? Whatever that looks like. But the thing is, whenever you actually sit down to eat something at dinner time, you are so hungry. Your blood sugar levels have dropped. You're standing there. And I always remember that, because I used to always do this myself. And it would be that feeling of like, you just want to grab like 5 Mars bars and like throw them into your mouth at one time. So you're putting yourself in a situation where it's not going to be possible to make a healthy choice, because your body is craving energy and it wants greasy energy. It wants sugary energy. And you don't have any willpower in that moment as well. And we're going to talk about that in a second. You're, as I said at the start here, you're actually setting yourself up for failure. You're setting up out with good intentions, but the body doesn't work like that. And the body doesn't like, for most people, women who are struggling with their weight and yo-yo dieters, the body doesn't like it when you have those big long gaps between your meals, because you haven't formed, you don't have great eating habits to begin with. So for you, when your blood sugar levels drop, and for most people, when your blood sugar levels drop, it is very, very difficult to make a healthy choice in that moment. So you'll be standing in your kitchen, even though you've had those great intentions, the opposite actually happens, and you might find that you order takeaway, you order pizza, you want something greasy. There's no way you're going to throw together a salad or some like nourishing food. You're going to maybe put a frozen pizza in the oven, or you're going to throw together something really, really not so nourishing, right? You might open the fridge and start cutting chunks of cheese and eating anything that you can get your hands on, right? Simply because you've allowed your blood sugar levels to drop. And when they do drop, it impacts your appetite. It impacts your willpower. We have basically no willpower when our blood sugar levels are low. So if you want to improve your willpower overall, then you need to also work. You can't trick your body. So many people think, oh, I can like go for 6 hours without eating, and then, you know, in an ideal world, that'll help me lose fat and da da da. But as you know from experience and doing so many diets, you know that it just doesn't work. And sometimes you might think to yourself, oh, it's just because I'm a failure. Or it's just because I can't, like, why can't I go without 6 hours without food? Maybe it's because your body doesn't actually want that. And when our blood sugar levels are low, our willpower is low, because our body is actually calling out for energy. It's like a car. It's like you've let the petrol or whatever in your car go so low, and then it's like chugging, and it's like, you know, not really going properly. It's the same thing as your body, right? At one point, it's like, I need refueled again. Okay. So you will have better willpower if you're actually eating at more regular intervals and you're keeping those blood sugar levels maintained and sustained throughout the day. So we do that by like snacking in between our meals. So in the academy, what we do with our clients is we do like a thing which is it's like called nutrition rehabilitation, essentially, if you want to give it a fancy word. But when women have done so many years of dieting and following lots of different strange protocols and funny ways of eating, right, what we want to do is just get back to basics with food again, 3 meals per day, and showing them how you can eat in a sustainable way that also encourages fat loss, right? So eating more doesn't mean gaining weight. Eating more doesn't mean, or eating more meals doesn't mean that you're not going to see results. Remember, folks, it's about what you're eating. It's about how much you're eating. It's not about the frequency. And as I said, you're actually not, you're setting yourself up for failure if you're taking that frequency down, right? So if you're eating less throughout the day rather than eating at regular intervals. So with our clients in the academy, you know, we recommend 3 meals per day, and then we bring the snacking in between meals, right? And that's what's going to help keep those blood sugar levels stabilized. So for example, if you have your breakfast, then a couple of hours later, you might have some fruit, maybe an apple, maybe an orange, or maybe a handful of nuts, something like that. Then you have lunch. And then a few hours later, that gap between lunch and dinner is crucial. And I hear of so many clients before they come to work with us where they don't have these planned snacks in between their lunch and dinner. And what happens is they end up snacking on crap anyway, right? I don't really like to say the word crap, right? Not that because I think crap is a bad word, but because I don't like to demonize food. But you get the gist of what I'm saying here. Basically, you know, you'll have that intention of, I'm not going to eat anything between lunch and dinner. But naturally, that can be a long window of time. It could be 4 to 5 hours, right? Maybe a bit longer for some people, depending on what time you have your lunch and what time you have your dinner. That's a long time to go without food, right? It's only natural for you to actually get hungry. So then, because you don't have planned snacks, you get really hungry, the blood sugar levels drop because you haven't consumed food in a long period of time. And then you're like, oh, damn, I'm really hungry. And then you go into the kitchen and you grab anything you can lay your hands on, which could be chocolate, biscuits, crisps, whatever. So again, it's that idea that you have this idea that you're not going to snack, thinking that it's going to help you. But because naturally you get hungry anyway, then your willpower is, you remember what I said, when the blood sugar levels are low, the willpower is also going to be low, because you know what it's like, folks. And I know what it's like I normally do not let my blood sugar levels get low. That's just a habit that I've, you know, installed now, because I know the old time it'll happen, right? Because, you know, that's life. Nothing's ever perfect, but I really try to make an effort to ensure that my blood sugar levels are stabilized as much as possible. And that means like bringing snacks with me if I'm going out and about, and it's nothing too difficult, right? It's just like you bring snacks for your toddler or your baby or your kids. You bring, you know, pop a little naked bar or, you know, something in your bag for yourself, or a banana or an apple or something, you know, to kind of tie you over. So it really, really makes a difference, okay? Especially that lunch to dinner gap. Our clients, when they come into the academy and we help them adopt these principles, they're like, whoa. Because what happens is when they bring that snack in, first of all, they're not going for the unhealthy snacks. So that's how it's going to help your fat loss, because you're changing a healthy snack for an unhealthy snack, right? And most of the time, there's going to be a difference in calorie intake from that. And then also, there's going to be a decrease in what you're actually eating, because you would be, if you just plan a healthy snack, you're going to eat the healthy snack, right? But if you don't plan the snack, you're going to consume more, right? So you might go into the kitchen because your blood sugar levels drop, you go into the kitchen and maybe you eat 2 biscuits, 3 biscuits in one sitting, or half a pack of biscuits, or maybe 2 bags of crisps, right? Because the blood sugar levels have dropped. And then also what happens is, then when you consume more unhealthy food, so food that has more added sugars in it, what's going to happen is you're also going to have a spike in your blood sugar levels. So your blood sugar levels increase very quickly. You get like a kind of a bit of an energy burst, but then they come crashing down much quicker. And then you get cravings for more sugary food again, right? So it's, again, you can see how like the diet world has really, and I was just getting a bit excited there, because so many of you are walking around thinking that you are the problem and that this is the reason why you can't get to your goal. But actually, it's all the rubbish and all the nonsense that people have told you over the years that you know, physiologically, it's going against your body, right? And there's actually nothing that you, it doesn't matter how hard you try, you're going to end up failing, right? Because we can't work against our body in that way. It's physiology. Okay. So when you eat a healthy snack, you're not, your blood sugar levels are going to stay stabilized. So what I mean by that, you're not going to get these big increases or these big bursts in your blood sugar levels. It's going to be more stabilized, right? So they're just more, it's more like a kind of even line, right? Compared to a spike in a line and then a spike that comes back down again, right? So you, and what that means is you don't get nasty sugar cravings either, right? Because the blood sugar levels are stabilized. But when there's spikes in the blood sugar levels, which are caused by eating foods that have more added sugar, then, you know, you're going to be stuck in this sugar vicious cycle. Because when you eat something unhealthy, it's got lots of sugar in it, blood sugar levels spike, they come crashing down, sugar cravings, right? And then you're going to get sugar cravings and you're going to want to, you're going to be seeking more sugary food to get that energy back. You're going to consume the sugary food, blood sugar levels spike up again, and then they come crashing down. And then it's like, you're in this cycle, crashing, eating sugary food, crashing, spiking. It's like, you know, it's a real difficult place to be in, right? And we do, also some of you know, we have our next live 21-day fat loss reset on the 10th of May. We're going to be opening the enrollment on the 26th of April. So that's going to be a Monday. Folks, we do all of this stuff in the reset. It's £17. It's discounted from £97 to £17. It's affordable. You get live coaching from me, from my team. You get all the tools that you need. But we go through all of this in the reset. It's 21 days, right? And you'll see how making these changes is fundamental to your fat loss, right? Because it doesn't matter if you are, like, you want to get fat loss results, right? But if you're using a method that is going against the body, you're going to end up failing, right? Because it's as I keep saying, it's physiology. We, you know, these things are just going to happen, right? So it's very, very important. And that's also what impacts your appetite, okay? Because the other thing is when you have, when you snack throughout the day, you... It helps to control your appetite, okay? Because again, you're controlling your blood sugar levels. I talk a lot about blood sugar levels in this because it is really important. But you're managing your blood sugar levels. And then it means that when you do sit down to make your dinner in the evening, because you've had that snack at say 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whatever time that is for you, by the time it comes to make dinner, you're hungry, but you're not starving. It means that you can make a healthy choice. You can stand there. You can cook the healthy meal. And it also means that when you sit down to eat it, you can eat a regular amount. That's because your blood sugar levels are stabilized because you've been eating regularly throughout the day because you had a snack between your lunch and dinner. Now, if you didn't have the snack between your lunch and dinner, by the time dinner comes, you're going to be ravenous. It's going to be very hard for you to make a healthy dinner, right? And if you find the inner strength somewhere inside of you to make a healthy dinner, I guarantee you that while you're cooking that dinner, your head is going to be stuck in the fridge and you're going to be cutting chunks of cheese. You're going to be opening the cupboard and grabbing some anything, you know, to kind of chew on to eat while you're cooking, right? Because that's just a natural process. Anybody would do it if they have these big long gaps between their meals. So it's simple, but it's so effective because you are reducing the amount of food that you're eating and you're making it easier for yourself to make healthy choices. And then that has such an amazing impact on fat loss overall and your eating habits and your eating behaviors, right? It's like, it makes such a huge impact for your overall lifestyle, right? You're going to feel so many different benefits. You're going to feel more in control by adding snacking into your day, right? And as I said to you before, it's not, people have this idea that they have to eat like really small amounts of food in order to see results. You have to eat less, right? Less than what your body actually needs. But it doesn't, you know, it's not about like going for hours without food. It's not about going hungry. You can, you know, put a lot of nourishing food into your diet. When I say diet, I don't mean restricted diet. I just mean the food that you're eating, and feel full and satisfied from it and get amazing results at the same time, right? So you also have to understand that if you are eating less throughout the day and having these big gaps between your meals and trying to just go for as long as you can without eating because you think that's what you need to do to get results, what you might find is you can go for long periods throughout the day without food, but then when nighttime comes, that's when it's like danger. You sit on the sofa and you start to eat crisps, biscuits, chocolate, and it's just like you're a bottomless pit. You're eating an autopilot, you're consuming loads, you're going to bed feeling bloated, tired, annoyed at yourself. But I want to remind you that this is happening because you're not eating regularly throughout the day, and also so that you're causing havoc you're causing havoc with your blood sugar levels throughout the day, and also you're not putting enough energy into your body. So what happens is you have to make up for that in the evening, and because your blood sugar levels have been dropped, they've been all over the place throughout the day, then that's going to cause you to have the most intense sugar cravings, and you're going to binge eat, overeat, and eat whatever you can get your hands on in the evening. So you have to be smart about this, right? You have to have structure with your meals. It doesn't have to be perfect, right? But more regular eating is actually going to help you get better results, because it's going to help you have control over your eating habits. It's going to help you make healthy choices. And as I said, willpower is related to your blood sugar levels. And well, you know, I've talked about willpower before on the podcast. There's actually a full episode on it. If you want to go back, I can't remember what episode it is, but if you want to go back and have a nosy through the episodes, you'll see the different things that actually impact willpower. But one of them is your blood sugar levels. When your blood sugar levels are low, it doesn't matter if you're a registered nutritionist, if you are whoever, right? It's going to reduce your willpower, specifically for women that have a struggle with food, right? It just goes hand in hand, right? Because your body is craving food. It wants energy and it wants it now, right? So give yourself a fighting chance to succeed at this, and think about, like, what are the things that you've been trying to do, and are they, how can I say this? I suppose setting you up for failure before you actually even begin. So as I said, like, you know, you could have this idea that you're a failure, or, you know, for some reason you can't seem to lose weight. But I encourage you to think today that actually maybe it's the methods that you're trying to use. Maybe it's the going for long periods without time. Maybe it's trying to shortcut your way to fat loss and think like, oh, if I, you know, just don't eat for 6 hours, that's going to help, because you're going to shoot yourself in the foot, right? You're going to end up binge eating in the evening because you've went for a long periods of time without eating throughout the day, right? So that's what I wanted to cover in today's episode, folks. It was a bit of a quick one today, but if there's anything that I want you to take away from this episode, is I want you to not be afraid to snack. I want you to snack in between your breakfast and your lunch. And I want you to ensure that you have a bigger snack. You know, there's no right or wrong here. And there's no, I can't say exactly what everybody needs to snack on, because, you know, everybody's different. It depends if you work out, if you don't work out. But typically in the academy, we always recommend our clients to have a bigger snack in between their lunch and dinner. That typically could be 3 crackers with hummus and tomato, or 3 crackers with tuna and a little bit of mayo, 2 boiled eggs, a naked bar and a boiled egg, a banana, and, you know, 125 grams of Greek yogurt, or Greek yogurt and berries, a smoothie that's made of yogurt and milk and maybe a frozen banana and some berries. So the snack between lunch and dinner typically is bigger, because you know typically that's a longer gap, lunch and dinner, right? And then if you're somebody that works out regularly, if you're fairly active, you also might need something in the evening. That's more like also a bigger snack too, right? But maybe if you're not so active, snacking on like fruits and vegetables is fine. In the evening, everybody's different, folks, right? You have to also tune into your own hunger levels and see what works for you. But I really encourage you to not be afraid of snacking. And of course, you want to snack on healthy foods if you want to get the most out of it and actually see better results, right? Because if you're snacking on unhealthy foods, you know, it's going to still keep you in a real cycle with sugar cravings and stuff like that. And of course, if you want help and support with your fat loss, if you're struggling, if you would consider yourself a yo-yo dieter, you know, constantly going from one diet to the next, and you're fed up, right? You're fed up of starting a new diet every single Monday and quitting by the time Wednesday comes. You're fed up of having to eat separate meals from your family. You're fed up of how you feel. You're fed up of having to hide behind leggings, baggy jumpers, and you wanna get your confidence back. You wanna feel like yourself. You wanna feel energized. You wanna feel in control around food. You don't wanna feel like food is ruling your life anymore. And you know, you want to get back into those clothes that you've got hanging up in your wardrobe, those dresses, those you know, whatever it is for you, those jeans that you haven't worn in a few years. I want to guide you through this process. It would be an honor for me to show you that you can lose weight in a different way. In the Academy, we're all about flexible eating, right? And my passion, my drive is to show as many women as possible that you don't have to go through, you don't have to achieve weight loss in a way that is restricted or that makes you feel like rubbish. There is an empowering way to do this. There is a way that you can do this that actually feels good, that feels enjoyable, that feels like it's sustainable. It's something that you can do, right? And our goal in the Academy is to help as many women as possible move away from diets, move away from cutting carbs, you know, going on these restricted diets, doing crazy things. I want to help you, you know, achieve your results, get back to that place where you feel confident, in control, and your best in your body, but doing it in a way that feels empowering, that feels good, right? That gives you energy, right? That you can pass down to your children, those positive eating habits, right? So I would love to invite you to the 21-day reset. I'm going to pop a little link into our show notes, and you can jump on the wait list already. Folks, it's £17. It's reduced from 97. In fact, I could charge £500 for this program if I really wanted to. However, I want to make this as accessible to as many women as possible, because I want you to get the support that you desire and the support that you actually need. So you would be coached by myself and my team of amazing ladies. And the most important thing to also understand is that we've all been in your situation. Before I studied nutrition at university and went on to become a registered associate nutritionist and, you know, create the Academy, I was also the yo-yo dieter. I went on the scales every single day. I used to take laxative to feel smaller. I had a terrible relationship with food, and I've been able to change that. I've been able to do it in an empowering way and sustain it even after having my son and, you know, managing everything that kind of life throws at you, that you know, also because we have to look at it like this. There's so many different things that impact your eating habits, right? I would love to invite you to the 21-day reset. As I said, we kick off on May the 10th. The group will open much earlier than that, and you will be able to officially register from the 26th of April, and you can get on the waitlist now, so you can be one of the first people to register. It would be an honor to guide you. And if you've got some questions, you can find me on Instagram. My handle is I am Anna Wallace, or you can also email our support team at support@theweightloss-academy.com. And either myself or one of my team will get back to you. Folks, I hope today's episode was a good one, and I will see you on the next episode. Have a good one, folks.